Welcome to Fried. I'm your host, Kate Donovan. I work with leaders so they can see the patterns that are quietly hurting performance and burning out their best people. In my world, burnout is blameless, burnout is information, and burnout is a signal that we can use to improve workplaces. Seasons 1 through 10 focus on individual burnout. Seasons 11 and beyond focus on leadership, culture, and the workplace. This podcast will help you understand what burnout is pointing to and how to start fixing what's actually causing it. If this is a conversation you feel your organization should be having, that's the work I bring into teams through keynotes, workshops, and advisory. You can find all my info at katedonovan.com. That's CAITDONOVAN.com.
Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Ain't gonna burn ourselves out no more. Got each other on our side, plus all the folks at Fried, the Burnout Podcast.
All right, Fried fam, we're going to do something a little bit different today. I will post this video likely on YouTube so that you can see it, because I am sharing my screen and going over a study that I think is important. So this study is from 2018, so you'll see me reading the screen a lot. This study is from 2018, and it was in the Journal of Environmental and something something Public Health. Now, there's one particular line that I think is really important in here. And this, basically this article is about toxic workplaces. And the reason that I wanted to bring this up was because we talked about toxic workplaces with Leanne Elliott recently on Fried, and I wanted to jump in a little bit deeper so that we understand how toxic workplaces create problems. And this study I enjoy particularly because, of course, it agrees with something I already think. So I'm going to highlight this. And it says, it has been proven that ostracism, incivility, harassment, and bullying have a direct negative significant effect on job productivity. All right, so ostracism, incivility, harassment, bullying. We have named those on Fried before as the elements of a toxic workplace. If those four are present, you definitely have a toxic workplace, right? That's just, it is what it is. So ostracism, incivility, harassment, and bullying. It has been proven that those four things have a direct negative effect on job productivity. Now, the next important bit. Job burnout was shown to be a statistical significant mediator between the dimensions of toxic workplace environment and job productivity. What this means is that it is not just that a toxic work environment automatically leads to a negative amount of productivity, so to a drop in productivity. What it means is that a toxic environment causes burnout, and burnout is the mediator. Burnout leads to loss of productivity. Folks, I really wanted to talk about this because we need to understand how these things happen so that we know how to deal with them. If you have a toxic workplace, so say first, let's talk to the leaders. Leaders, if you are in a toxic workplace, unfortunately, it is your job to hold people accountable, to get rid of people. If your highest performer is an asshole, you've got to get rid of him. Your highest performer, if they are negatively impacting the culture around them, this is something that Mike Goldman talks about a lot. If your highest performer is negatively impacting the culture around them, they are not actually your highest performer. Everybody else will thrive more, and overall, you will have higher productivity if this person goes. So as a leader, your job is to protect the culture from bullying, harassment, incivility, and ostracism. That is your, you know, aggression, etc. It is your job to manage those things. And if you allow them, and as often as you allow them, or you are the one that creates them, you are creating a downstream effect of burnout, which is leading to everyone else's loss in productivity, which then guess what happens? Their loss of productivity comes back on you because you're the leader, and then you're getting pressure from above to make things better. So you're trying to make people work harder and probably not even trying to, but using some of those pushy, aggressive actions in order to get that done because you're feeling, you know, sort of under the boot, like you really need to get stuff moving and nobody is kind of helping you out. It feels like you're doing everything by yourself. And this ends up being a closed circle, right? Like this is a flywheel that just spins and spins and spins and things get worse. So leaders, if there is a toxic environment in your workplace, if there is evidence of ostracism, bullying, harassment, incivility, it is your job to get rid of them. And if you are the person and you're honest and willing enough to admit that, go get some therapy and some support. Go get a coach. Go get somebody to help you through this so that you can be the leader that you need to be and that everyone else needs you to be. Now, if you are an employee in a toxic workplace environment, stress reduction measures are not going to help you. So now, for the most part, you have heard me say, if you've been listening to Fried for a long time, you have heard me say 1,000 times, I don't believe in quitting your job necessarily when you're burnt out just for the sake of quitting. If you don't work out some of the reasons why you've burnt out, some of your own internal stuff, you're going to take that stuff with you. You're just going to burn out at the next job. I can say that confidently because I've seen it 1,000 times. So if you are in a workplace that is toxic and that toxicity is causing your burnout, you will not be able to protect yourself enough or fight back enough or do enough inner work to shift that. The toxicity causes the burnout, causes the drop in productivity. If you are in an environment where you are being ostracized, where you're being pushed aside, where you're being ignored, where you're being harassed, where you're being bullied, where you feel that the behavior is aggressive towards you, even if you're the only one that feels that way in the environment, if you feel like you are in a toxic environment, the only thing you are doing by staying is making yourself ill. You need to get out of there. The workplace should not be toxic. Cool, but right now it doesn't matter because the longer you stay in that toxic soup, the more likely you are to end up burnt out or with a heart condition or other health issues. So if you are in a toxic environment and you're an individual contributor, you're an employee, GTFO. This is one of the only circumstances that I recommend getting out as soon as possible. We did a bit of research on our clients over the past 6 or 7 years. And what we've noticed is that 80% of our clients stay in their jobs and at their companies. So we know that for the most part, we can work through a lot of what's going on with burnout without having to have you quit your job. But if it's toxic, you need to go. So this study, this was a small study. There's only 300 people in it. You know, this is built on years and years of other people's work. So this is not the first time something like this has been studied. But I want you to just think about the fact that the toxicity leads to the burnout, leads to the drop in productivity. So if you are trying to fix productivity by fixing burnout, but you're leaving a toxic system in place, you are not going to make the strides that you need to make. Now, I believe the statistic is that 1 in 10 employees feel that their workplace is toxic. 1 in 10. That's a significant number. And that might be that a lot of places have small pockets of toxicity. I know 1,000 people that have been in really terrible situations because they had a toxic particular boss and then left, stayed within the company, but moved laterally into a different department and had a much, much better environment for them. So sometimes your solution is going to be a lateral move within the company, but you need to judge that for yourself as an individual. You need to look and see what's actually happening. But please do not be fooled into thinking that you can meditate your way through a toxic environment. It's not going to happen. So that was the little study I wanted to talk to you about today. It is called An Empirical Study Analyzing Job Productivity in Toxic Workplace Environments. I hope that you found it useful. And if you did, could you share it with somebody, please? Because that's how we grow. And if you like listening to research and breaking down of basic things like this on the podcast, let me know and I'll do more of it. If you would love to leave us a review, I would like that too, because that helps us reach more and more people so we can keep on working towards workplaces that work. Thanks so much for being here. See you next time.